Hi, this is a dictation for follow-up visit. Michelle May, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-M-A-Y. Date of birth is 2/21/1971. Date of service is 12/6/2022. A 51-year-old African-American female comes with a pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, at 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain in the anterior chest near the sternal area, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also reports numbness and tingling of all the five fingers, 1 to 5, all the time, continuously. In addition, her lower back pain is shooting down to her both legs posteriorly in an S1, S2 dermatome fashion, intermittently. It lasts for 10 to 15 minutes and it comes around 2 or 3 times a week. The patient is continuing physical therapy at this time. The pain level varies from 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 10. System review, patient reports 70% improvement in the pain since the time of since the time she started seeing us. Her ADLs are mainly affected as follows: relationship with people is 10, general activity and sleep is affected 8, mood is affected 7. System review, positive symptoms are in neurologic psych headaches, which are 7, vision disturbance, fatigue and loss of balance, anxiety. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, or ear ringing, fainting, blackout, weakness, or any memory loss or confusion, disorientation, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the area of this, both ankle and feet, hand bilaterally, and numbness and tingling of all the fingers and toes. In addition, patient has pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back with stiffness in the area. In the GI, patient has a constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports incontinence of the urine, denies any frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no coughing, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. But patient does have a shortness of breath and asthma. Last 30 days, no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 113/84, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 10/27/2022, dictation number 1030-004. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue Tylenol codeine number 4, 50 tablets for pain, along with Lyrica, 50 milligram every 8 hour, 90 tablets, so that her pain can be in control. She's also been provided with lumbar pillow, physical therapy, and she has been provided PT outpatient. And then chiropractic treatment has been ordered, and the patient has been provided with one lumbar epidural steroid injection on 11/4. She has not come back yet, but she does report improvement in her pain due to these injections. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.